ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड एवरीथिंग इज दि ब्रह्मन रिवील्ड इन दि उपनिषद्स। मे आई नॉट डिनाई ब्रह्मन, मे नॉट ब्रह्मन डिनाई मी, लेट देर बी नो स्पर्निंग ऑफ मी बाय ब्रह्मन, लेट देर बी नो रिजेक्शन ऑफ ब्रह्मन बाय मी। मे ऑल दि वर्च्यूज दट आर स्पोकन ऑफ इन दि उपनिषद्स रिपोज इन मी who am engaged in the pursuit of the self, may they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We are studying the story of the Upakosala, one of the most marvelous stories. It is really not a story, but it is the highest teaching. Sadhana, how to do sadhana. As I mentioned earlier, at the Vedic times, in the Vedic times, people used to contemplate nature, the temples, all the worships of different forms of God with different names has not yet become prevalent. So the sun, the moon, the stars, the lightning, then the wind, then the fire, the waters, the earth, and everything on this earth. Everything was or fit enough to be contemplated with Brahma Drishti, with the idea this is God's creation, therefore it is God only manifest as all this. And actually that's what we have to do. So this Brahma Drishti, seeing God as the manifestation in the form of this creation, and that is what we need to do. Interestingly, in Vedanta, there are two types of sight mentioned. One is called Srishti Drishti Vada. Another is called Drishti Srishti Vada. What are these two perceptions? Two different ways of perceiving. First of all, we perceive something because it is already existing. That is called Drishti Srishti. We are seeing, our Drishti is there because it is already there. Already before we even lay our eyes upon it, it is already created by God. And whatever is created by God is absolutely the very mirror of God, reflection of God. But then what happens? We look at it and our mind plays tricks. Then we form our own opinion about it, and our opinion, it shapes, it influences how we look at things. Simple example, suppose somebody had insulted you, and then from that time onwards, our idea about that person, this person must be a very wicked person. We have not seen him at other occasions, at other places, and at other circumstances. But just experiencing, he hurt me, so he must be a bad person. And we usually do not want to change this view. But then, by God's grace, we see him. One day, he has literally saved us from death. Then our eyes will open. Then we say, oh, how much I have mistaken about this person. I was cherishing a wrong opinion about him. Really, he is a very good person. So this seeing a person as he is, seeing an object as it is, not as we think it is, but as it is, that is called Srishti Drishti Vada. So the whole spiritual practice is, how can we change our view by approximating it to what God has created? This is called Upasana. Asana means right perception. Upa means we are approaching through our spiritual practice to the right perception. And what is the only right perception? Everything is Brahman. So here we have been discussing the story of Upakosala. In our last class, we have completed the 13th section of the 4th chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad. Just to recollect, there were three fires. As I said, every Orthodox Hindu, especially Brahmins, are supposed to maintain three types of fires: Garhapatya Agni, Dakshina Agni, Ahavani Agni. Now, all these three Agnis were devotedly served by Upakosala for 12 long years. And as we know this story, very important to recollect. The teacher had bid farewell to every other student, but not to Upakosala. And then he went away on a pilgrimage, even though his wife pleaded with him that why don't you also do the same thing to Upakosala. But then the guru knows better, knew better, so he smiled and went away. I also explained, just as he received the highest instruction through the fires that he served, who was the teacher of Upakosala, Satyakama Jabala. So the Satyakama knew, my disciple, my beloved disciple, Soumya. How do we know? Because he addressed him. Exactly, the guru of Gautama Rishi addressed Satyakama Jabala. Your face is shining like a knower of Brahman. But he knew that this is what he is going to get. Probably that might have been the reason for his absence also. Anyway, coming back to our subject, Upakosala became depressed. And the Guru Patni, the teacher's wife, asked him, why are you so despondent? Then he confessed, my mind is full of depressive thoughts, worrying thoughts. I have no appetite. And that is the psychological fact. When we are worried, we cannot enjoy. Even if we are eating something, doing something, we can do that, but we won't enjoy it. Because this worry, it covers up everything with a sad tint. Anyway, but then the fires, whom he was worshipping. Who were the fires? Bhagavan, Adhishtatru Devatas themselves. They were highly pleased with the service of Upakosala, like they were pleased with Satyakama Jabala, and they decided, we must teach him Brahma Vidya and let us reveal ourselves, because we are Adhishtatru Devatas, presiding deities, not ordinary deities, presiding deities. As I explained, there are devatas who were human beings because of their extraordinary virtue. So they became devatas to enjoy the righteous result of what righteous life they have led. But then the manifestation of God, or God manifests himself, having created, he becomes the protector. That is called sthiti, sustenance, maintenance. So he punishes the wicked, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha duskrutam. That is the work of the Saguna Brahma in the form of sustainer. So they were highly pleased. Let us reveal to Upakosala what we revealed to Satyakama Jabala, and then they revealed themselves. We have seen. And then what is to be worthy of noting? These are our forms. Each of them tells, these are my forms. And the one whom you see in the sun, in the Aditya, in the lightning, I am that, I am that, I am that. All the three fires, they tell. So beautiful, so meaningful. So having taught, what do they say? Ahavaniya, he said, that was our, where we stopped in our last class. Prana, Akasha, Dyauhu, Vidyut. Four kalas, four parts. Prana, Akasha, and the upper world, and the lightning. These are my forms. And finally, Vidyuti, in that lightning. That is the consciousness who is manifesting as lightning, as a prana, as Akasha, as the upper world. That is me. Indeed, I am that Vidyut. So the other two also, I am, all these are the forms of, manifestations of, different forms of the sun, Aditya. Also different forms of the moon. And I am that Purusha, who is the consciousness behind the Aditya, the sun god, behind the moon god. And they are sustaining us, and they also punish us. And then anyone, not only Upakosala, not only Satyakama, anyone, like the imitation of Christ, imitation of Buddha, or like any scientific experiment, if someone does it from A to Z, exactly the same way that one is instructed to do, the result must be exactly the same. That's what he said, that he who, knowing this, meditates on the fire, frees himself from sinful actions, ascends to the world of the, what is called, Anvaharya fire, the third one, and reaches his full age. He lives in this world. As long as he lives in this world, he lives full, happy, meaningful, bright life. He lives shining. He will be like a person. You can pick him up and say, his face shines like that. That's what his guru told him. Your face shines like a Noyara Brahman. Sri Ramakrishna's body used to emit most marvelous light, and people like moths were attracted towards him. And then the Upanishad continues, such a upasaka, contemplator, not only he lives happily, if he is a householder, he will have bright children. What type of children? His descendants do not perish, because we will protect him, we support him in this world and in the other also. We also support his children because of his punyam. And whosoever, knowing this, that this is the result, contemplates on the fire or Agni Devata. His English words can be misleading. On the fire, you light up a fire with some firewood or some logs. No, this is Agni Devata. Everything is a Devata. In the eye of a Brahmagnani, everything. When a Brahmagnani came to Dakshineswar, even beggars refused to share or to allow him to sit with them. He was looking such ghoulish. So he happily went. He never minded. Went to a refuge. Plenty of food was there. Dogs, birds, worms were enjoying the feast. And he also sat down. It must have been fresh food, or it doesn't matter. Happily, he was enjoying. How was he looking upon the dogs as himself? How do we know? Because Bhagavad Gita, repeatedly we have quoted that. That is, if there is a Brahmana who is a Vidwan, and a cow, and an elephant, and then a dog, and an eater of a dog. So, Sarvatra Brahma Drishti. So, that is what exactly this person will see. How do we know? Because the story continues in the Great Master by Swami Sharadanandaji. Ramakrishna pointed out this ghoulish looking sadhu and said, Hride, this man is a Noyara Brahman. And at least Hride knew what his mama was telling. He never knew. So he followed, sir, make me your disciple or teach me. Then after a long walking, maybe a few miles, the ghoulish looking monk stopped, and then there was a sewage water flowing there by the side. Of course, it is all discharged into the Ganga water. and he showed, when you have a perception that this muckish water and then this sacred Ganga are exactly one and the same, then know that you have attained the perfect knowledge. But who can look upon them? Not at this stage, because everything is Brahman only. So is dirty water also Brahman? Sri Ramakrishna mentioned it many times. Apo Narayanaha. Water is Narayana. If this water is there, some water is fit for only washing clothes, some is not even fit even to be touched. But every water is Apo Narayanaha. Sri Ramakrishna was not talking brackish water. He was talking about water. Water is Narayana, but brackishness, muddiness, all these things are something which doesn't belong to the water, but which gets mixed up with water. They are dangerous. Nobody advises you go and drink that. Anyway, coming back to our this one, Enoira Brahman, he is protected not only in this world, not only himself. Even his descendants will be worthy of him. They will also follow his footsteps. We have to be aware of two important words. There is one word is called Anukarana. Another word is called Anusarana. There is a huge difference between these two words. Anusarana means you follow the footsteps of a great soul. Follow the footsteps. That means try to mold your life. Behave like that person, think like that person, speak like that person, act like that person. Anukarana means you just put on some external paraphernalia, just like the other person, looks like the other person, but never becomes like the other person. Anusarana is good. Anukarana is absolutely worthless. It is very dangerous. Anyway, coming back to our subject, the fires. Fires means Adhishtatru Devatas, presiding deities. They said, we are going to protect this person, his family, his children. But once his lifespan has come to an end, then we accompany him. How do we accompany him? Ehi ehi iti. Mundaka Upanishad describes. We have to borrow what is not said here from what is said elsewhere. You are welcome, you are welcome. And then we will come to that later on in this very Chandogya Upanishad story, that there are these fires take him from a lower world, our world, to the upper world. Somebody else comes and then they take from that upper world even to higher world. Like that there is a description is there. This is also called Shuklagati, as opposed to the other state which is called Krishnagati. Shukla Krishna. Jagatah etesh ashvati mateh. Ekaya anavrutti. Anyaya avartate punaha. If anybody goes through Shukla Yanaha, he will attain karma mukti. But if anyone is fated to go through this Krishna gati, avartate punaha. Kshine punyam martyalokam vishanti. So with this 13th section, is over, is just a recollection. And then, before the fires disappeared, then they said, Teha uchuhu upakosala esha somya te asmad vidya atma vidya cha acharyastu te gatim vakta iti ajagamahi asya acharya tam acharyo abhyavada upakosala iti. So the Upanishad continues, those fires, then they, all the three fires, said, Upakosala, Somya, dear friend, we have taught you whatever is necessary for you. The knowledge of both ourselves and also the knowledge of the self or the manifestation of the self. But then, rest, you have to learn from your teacher. But the teacher, your teacher, Satyagama Jabala, will teach you until you attain your absolute goal. Then the teacher returned and said to him, Upakosala, we will just go through this Sanskrit because it is so beautiful. Te agnayaha ha uchuhu. Those having taught everything that they knew, those fires, they addressed him. Upakosala, not only that, Somya, that, O dear one, O worthy one, O pure one, Esha, this Vidya, this knowledge that we have given you, Asmad Vidya, that is all about our true nature. Not only that, Atma Vidya, that is also self-knowledge, true self-knowledge. We are also manifestations of Brahman, manifestations of Atman. So we have taught you, and you have done well, and you also have done contemplation, and you also had become fit. Then he says that up till now, we have taught you. But what we have taught should be completed only by your guru. Same thing happened in the case of Satyakamajabala also, Acharyastu. But your teacher, Acharya, te gatim te vaktayiti, he would be able to tell you further pathway. Then, and then they withdrew into themselves. That means they disappeared. Upakosala came back to consciousness. And where was he? All this time, he was at home only. Unlike Satyakamajabala, he was not asked to go and tend the cows. I am wondering, just like his guru, Satyakamajabala had disciples. To maintain the disciples, he must have had cows. We don't know. The story doesn't tell us. Maybe he had a few cows. Maybe they were very healthy. Maybe they did not need, or he did not want a huge number of cows. So he did not send Upakosala for tending, just as he was sent by his teacher, Gautama Rishi. Meanwhile, he became enlightened. His face was shining. Ajagamahi asya acharyaha. This Upakosala acharya Satyakamajabala, Ajagama, he returned from his so-called pilgrimage. And then, as soon as he came, he had one look at this Upakosala. Tam acharyo abhyavada. So, we presume, as soon as the acharya came, acharya deva came, Upakosala must have made sastanga pranam. Especially, he understood, this is all the grace of Guru Kripa. And Guru only came in the form of these three fires. He must have made sastanga pranam with gratitude. And the acharya knew what was going to happen. Remember, an aware of Brahman knows everything, the past, present and future. That's why they are called kavis. Kavi is not a poet. Kavi means Trikala Darshi. He knows about the past, present and knows also what is going to be the future. Sometimes we also become knowers of the future. Supposing your children, they are not studying properly and they are only watching, playing and spending time in this absolutely horrible social media. Then you know the future. You told them, there is no reformation. They don't listen to you. They just keep quiet and they go on doing whatever they want to do. And you already know in your heart of hearts that their future is not going to be bright. But on the other hand, if you find somebody who is absolutely devoted and very disciplined, pays attention to his studies, very respectful towards the parents, has faith in the God, in the scriptures, you know this person's life is going to be much better than many other people. Though we do not know the special details, but we know a general trend that is going to happen. So, Acharya had one look at him. He must have been highly pleased for two reasons. One is legitimate reason. Another is my reason. What was the legitimate reason? What I expected to happen had happened. God is gracious to my child. His face also is shining like an aura of Brahman, just as my face also glowed like an aura of Brahman, just as my Acharya recognized me. So I am also recognizing my disciple. So what did the Acharya, as soon as he returned, did? Abhyavada. He addressed Upakosala, Somya, Iti. How do we know? That will come in the next part of the mantra. Upakosala Iti. Then the teacher returned and said to him, Upakosala, and then in the next part of the sloka, second mantra goes, Bhagava Iti Ha Prati Shushrava. Brahma Vida Iva Somya Te Mukham Bhati Ko Nu Tva Anu Shasasa Iti Ko Numa Anu Sushyad Bho Iti Iha Apa Nihnuta Iva Ime Agnayaha Nunam Idrushaha Anya Adrushaha Itiha Agnin Abhyadeha Kimnu Somya Kilate Avochan Iti. This is the part of the second mantra. What happened? Bhagavaha. So as soon as the Acharya addressed him, Upakosala, immediately, Bhagavan, Itiha Pratishusha. So Upakosala replied, Bhagavan, you are my Lord, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu. And then Guru is repeating exactly what his own Guru repeated after seeing Satyakama, Brahma Vida Iva Somya. Somya, most beloved child of mine, Te Mukham, your face, Brahma Vidaha Iva Bhati, is shining like an aura of Brahma. Because knowledge always brights up a person, especially spiritual knowledge. Ko no tva anu shashasa iti, in my absence, because I know I have not taught you, ko tva anu shashasa iti. No, indeed. Ko, ho, tva, tvam, you, anu shashasa, instructed you, so that in Brahma Vidya, so that you learnt Brahma Vidya. He questioned, knowing fully well, who has done it. The Acharya knows everything. And then Upakosala became, as it were, a little bit shy, or evasive, or frightened. He says, ko, no, ma, Anusashyad bho, who else can teach you? Or there may be a meaning, I don't know, it is not explained in the commentaries like that. That means accepting you, who can really instruct me? Remember the incident in the life of Sri Ramakrishna. Narendranath's father suddenly died. So he was so busy trying to provide some means of very plain food for his family, and he knew how much they were starving. We know this story now. So he was from morning till evening, he was searching for a job. And then he was getting tired. Sometimes he used to tell figs that I have eaten food. He will just buy a small pan and then chewing nicely, putting on a very smiley face. Remember, Narendranath was a great actor. Even during Sri Ramakrishna's time, he acted in the dramas of Keshav Chandra Sen. So he knew how to act so that a little bit of his portion can go towards the other family members. That was his condition. Then he was not able to visit Sri Ramakrishna as much as Sri Ramakrishna wished. Then what happens? Sri Ramakrishna understood, my Naren cannot come to me, so I have to go to him. What did he do? In his subtle body, he used to come instantaneously to Narendra and drag his subtle body, Narendra's subtle body, and then he used to give whatever instructions he want, Divine Mother wants him to convey, and then in the same way, he used to return back. Remember, at the request of Hriday, Ramakrishna promised him, I'll be present at the Durga Puja in your place. So, according to that promise, Hriday had performed Durga Puja. Sri Ramakrishna instructed him extensively in every detail, but towards the Sandhya Arati, Vesper service, Sri Ramakrishna is to appear, is to travel through his Sukshma Deha, Sukshma Sarira, subtle body, and it doesn't take even a fraction of a second, like our minds do not take even a fraction of a second. If you have somebody in Australia or in America, Canada, you can just your thought and you are there. Like that he is to be present. Only Hriday is it to perceive, nobody else. And Hriday is it to see. At a, as per service time, Ramakrishna used to take a fan. I think it is also a subtle fan. And fan, the Divine Mother. And Hriday felt tremendously uplifted by these visions. This happened many times in the life of Sri Ramakrishna. I am not going to quote all those things. What is important for us here is that the Upakosala became a little bit as if frightened. So as if he was hiding the truth. So he says, Konuma anusishyat bho. Sir, who else can teach me? You must have taught me. But how? Because Upakosala's mind has become pure and his teacher came in the form of the pancha, the three Agni, and then he taught him, just as Satyakamajabala was also taught. And then he says, showing the fires that were there, how were the fires? Absolutely calm and quiet, just like any time, how the fires maintain themselves. They were looking not like divine beings. Then he is telling here, Ime showing these fires, pointing out to these fires, Upakosala, pointing out to whom? To his teacher, Satyakama. He was telling, Ime Agnaya, Ime, the word Agnaya is not there here, but we have to understand, add it in brackets. Ime, these fires, Nunam, definitely indeed, Idrushaha, they are looking like this, as though nothing happened, as though they don't know anything, as though they're just normal fires. But in your absence, anyadrisha itiha agnin abhyadeha. So when anyadrisha, when you were absent, then itiha agnin, these very agnis, were anyadrisha of a different form. They became teachers. Or you have taken the form of these agnis in order to instruct me. Anyadrisha, Bhagavan comes. How does Bhagavan come? Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tan tathaiva bhajamyaham, mam vartmani anuvartante, manushyaha partha sarvasha. Let anybody worship me in whichever form. But he has to worship me with absolute devotion and sincerity. Then I also reveal to them in that particular form. That means what? If somebody, someone worships Ishvara, in the form of Krishna, he will not get Rama Darshana. Usually, he will get the Darshana of only Krishna. If he is a worshipper of Rama, he will get Rama Darshana. If it is of Divine Mother, of the Divine Mother. So it is like that. So these very fires, when you are not there, you alone appeared in the form of these, through the medium of these fires. And you alone have taught me, and I know that. Itya agnin abhyadeha. So he pointed out. And then he kept silent. He answered. Now the teacher is asking. Kimna somya kila te avochan iti. Somya, my dear boy, kila te kimno avochan iti. Kila, indeed, te, those agnayaha, fires. He did not say agnaya. Te means we have to deduct. That he is referring to those fires. Somya, my dear boy, kimno tvam avochan. So what did they teach you, instruct you? Please tell me. So then Upakosala, he replies. So what does he reply? So he is telling. Same thing that we have repeated. For the sake of clarity, we do the same thing. Three fires, remember. First, Garhapatya Anushasasa. What did he say? Prithivi, Agnihi, Annam, Aditya. This earth, the fire, the food, and the sun god. For Hindus, sun is a god. Ya esha Aditya Purusha Drishyate. The fire, Garhapatya fire, is telling that consciousness which is manifesting through the medium of the Aditya or sun, so Ahamasmi. I am not different from it because I am only him, he is only me. Sa evaha aham asmi. That is what he said. देन दक्षिणाग्नि व्हाट डिड इट से अथ ह एनम अन्वाहार्य पचनो अनुशशास इंस्ट्रक्टेड दक्षिणाग्नि अपो दिशो नक्षत्राणि चंद्रमा इति अपह वाटर्स दट मीन्स जल देवता दिग्देवता देन नक्षत्र देवता देन चंद्र देवता दीज फोर इति दीज आर फोर मैनिफेस्टेशंस ऑफ माइन हूज मैनिफेस्टेशंस अन्वाहार्य पचनाग्नि और दक्षिणाग्नि टू नेम्स आर देयर दे आर ऑल माई फॉर्म्स एंड देयर फोर एष चंद्रमसि पुरुषो दृश्यते दैट प्योर कॉन्शियसनेस ब्रह्मन मैनिफेस्ट इन दी मून सो अहम अस्मि आई एम नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम इट आई एम ओनली मैनिफेस्टिंग स एव अहम अस्मि फॉर श्योर आई एम दैट पुरुष पुरुष हियर मीन्स दैट विच इज इन्फिनिट दैट विच इज ऑल परवेडिंग बोथ इनसाइड एंड आउटसाइड एंड ऑल द डायरेक्शंस ऑल स्पेस So that is what Dakshinagni had instructed. Then Ahavaniya, a third fire. What did it say? Atha enam Ahavaniyo anushashasa. So Ahavaniya fire, the third fire, it instructed Upakosala, ya pranaha akashaha dyohu vidyut iti. Four parts of me, I am manifesting in those parts. What are those four parts? Pranaha. I am the pranadevata. Akashaha. I am the Akasha Devata, Dyaur Devata, that is, I am the upper regions, Vidyut, I am the lightning. I am only manifesting in these four parts. And whichever is the Ishvara or Brahman manifest in that Vidyut, that lightning, I am that Purusha and that Purusha is me. Purusha is not male, Purusha is pure consciousness, all pervading consciousness, Satyam Jnanam. Anantam Brahma. We cannot contemplate Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Why? Because ito vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. Unable to reach. Even the very thought returns. Failing to reach Brahman because the limited can never reach the unlimited. That is the simplest truth. Mind is limited by time, space and object or causation. I am that Purusha. So thus, these three fires. Then not only that, they also taught what is the result for any Upasaka, what is the result? We have seen that one. He who knowing this meditates on the fire, frees himself from sinful actions, obtains the world of the Garhapatya fire, reaches his full age and lives brightly. His descendants do not perish. We support him, we three fires support him in this world as long as he lives and after when the body after the body falls and in the other world we conduct him there and whoever contemplates on all of us we take there. So there are also things that papa krityam apahate becomes free from every type of papa that is sinful action and then loki bhavati. He becomes a most marvelous person, sarvam ayureti. He lives until his full span of life. Not only that, with full meaning, full joy, full manifestation of divinity, jog jivati. His face will be shining like an oira brahman. Na asya avara purushah kshiyante and his descendants. If he happens to be a householder, he will have children and no inferior children, that means worthy children alone will be born to such a contemplator. And we will also not only protect the father, but we will also protect the offspring also. And then at the death of fall of the body, vayam tam upabhunjamo. We are going to protect him in this world. And then what happens? We are going to conduct him to higher and higher and higher worlds. We the fires. Asmimsya loke, amushmimsya loke. We are going to protect him, not only in this life, but wherever he goes. Not only you. Ya etat evam vidvan upasthi. Whoever understands this and then contemplates, he is called a vidvan. A vidvan is not a person who has mere scriptural knowledge, dry knowledge, but he translates into action. And whoever does it, not 5,000 years back only, not 1,000 years back, not only now, in future also, is like a scientific formula. Whoever takes the same steps will get exactly the same result. So, all the three fires, they revealed 12 aspects of Brahman here for contemplation. What does it mean? It means that whenever this Upasaka looks at these 12 components, then he is supposed to cover them up with Brahman and then say that I am looking at this, it is nothing but Brahman. And as he contemplates, he goes on becoming that. Just as we go on looking upon our Guru as Brahman, Guru Brahma, what happens? Even though Guru is Brahman, that is not the point. But so far as we are concerned, he has to be contemplated as Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara and Parabrahma. And then slowly our mind becomes transformed and then we feel that really he is a manifestation of Brahman. I am also a manifestation of Brahman. So what are they? This earth, fire, food and the sun, waters, all the directions, the east, the west, the south, north, above, below, etc. All the stars, nakshatrani, chandrama. Whenever you, if this Upasaka looks at them, then same Upasaka looks, I am alive. Only because of God's manifestation as a prana in my body. Not only that, any prani, wherever a prana is manifesting, that is God himself manifesting. Look at the space, not the sky, space, akasha. Then that is nothing but manifestation of Brahman, Saguna Brahma, Dyauhu. I look up, there are different worlds are there. How do you know there are no worlds? There are different, definitely higher worlds are there, as proved by Sri Ramakrishna when his mind was ascending through the path of Samadhi. Finally it reaches Saptarshi Loka. There are worlds we will not be able to see until our mind becomes pure, but we must have complete faith. When somebody says, my mind went transcending the lower world, ascending to the higher world, still higher world, still higher world, until it reached Saptarshi Mandala. What happens after Saptarshi Mandala? Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. Their mind will not go, but the person's pure Atman, I am Brahman, that experience will be there. Even Holy Mother, she was narrating her experience. Once my mind went very deep into meditation, suddenly I found myself by the side of the Ramakrishna. And everybody was paying so much of reverence, that homage to me. I was so happy by the side of Ishvara. I am Saraswati. I am Mahalakshmi. I am Parvati. I am Shivani. I am all the Shaktis. And then the time has come for me to come down. I looked down and I saw this filthy human body lying down. My mind felt extreme reluctance to enter into that body. But I know my children are waiting. I have still some duties left out. So I forced my mind to come down. Like this, how many experiences Holy Mother had? Do you think she told every one of them again and again? Very few of them, all these great souls will tell. And especially in the life of Swami Vivekananda, he always kept a closed mouth, mum, about most of his experiences. Only by mistake, if you slipped out, and that experiences must generate faith in us. There are other worlds, there are other life, and there is other way of living there. Other beings are there, both higher beings and also lower beings. Remember Swami Vivekananda, when he was walking on the shores of the, on the beach at the Madras, then he heard thousands of souls, please pray for us, please rescue us. We did lot of sinful actions. As a result, we cannot describe how much pain we are undergoing. Please help us. Being a Maharshi, what did Swami Vivekananda do? He had nothing to offer to these suffering souls. He took the sand from the beach and with sincere prayer, "O Lord, please pardon them, save them, give them an opportunity to recover themselves." And his prayer was heard. How do we know? Swami Vivekananda said, "Thereafter, I have not heard that prayer, that cry, I have not heard after I prayed for them." So, we must have that faith. Whatever you look, whenever you look at the earth, at fire, at food, that's why Brahmarpanam we say, at the sun, at the moon, at waters, at the directions, all directions, at the stars, and then at prana, at the space, and at upper world, at the lightning, this is manifestation of Brahman. This is manifestation of Brahman. All these are manifestations of Brahman. What is wonderful is that as soon as a person tries to remember God, this is called practicing the presence of God, because everything reminds us of God. Then what happens? There is nothing left out to where we do not find God. We see the same God manifest everywhere. And then we cannot forget, because almost 24 hours we are only perceiving in our waking state, in our dream state, etc. So this is a beautiful contemplation. And then what the teacher had taught him really, that we will see. So then the teacher said, "Lokan vavakila saumyate avochan." They only taught you partially. They made you pure. They made you upayukta, adhikari. Now I will teach you that Brahman, etc. This topic we will take up tomorrow. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Saritva Pranamami Muhur Muhu. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.